This Thanksgiving, thank a hacker. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big issue behind the presidential election was, what, the pathetic paycheck so many working people are getting. Despite all the reassurances, computers and robots are eliminating more jobs than outsourcing. And not just manufacturing jobs. Apps like Uber and Airbnb eliminate whole layers of management that used to be necessary to arrange transactions. And within 10 years, driverless cars and trucks will eliminate even more jobs. I suppose we could all become entertainers, create 1,000 new cable channels, but it's clear that we will have a lot of educated people who just aren't needed. But there's hope on the horizon, and it is in the form of what we now consider to be evil.
Russian hackers apparently hoping to embarrass some American
Olympians. There is a cyber war going on, and we have to have the best people and the best tools in order to fight it.
Chances are, you've been hacked.
It's computer hacking. Think about it. What's the first thing any company does when they find out they've been hacked? They call for help. And not just any help, human help. Because by definition, when the computer goes down, the computer can't help anymore. Computers can do a lot, but the one thing they still can't do is unhack themselves. And that's why you should secretly welcome the hackers. They are the one force that will prevent all of us from ending up on the dole. They are the one thing that signals human beings are still essential. If for nothing else than to rescue the machines trying to put us out of work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.